This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Elizabeth Carey of the AAA of Western and Central New York is with us live on WBEN this morning from Buffalo Airport, which, I mean, it's a very busy week with Thanksgiving on Thursday. Elizabeth, what has this morning been like?
Yeah, good morning. It's actually a little quiet here at the airport today, but it's kind of an off day. So traditionally, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was always the busiest travel day. And then last year, we saw a lot of people trying to head out a little bit early on Tuesday. And that's, again, the trend this year. Some people even leaving already getting in place. They left over the weekend. So today's kind of a slow day. And I expect tomorrow and Wednesday to be very busy here at the airport.
Yeah, we keep hearing about, record travel. I mean, every year it's record travel, right? That's the line. It seems like every single year we're talking about it. But maybe surprising this year, given everything we've been talking about year round with the cost of everything and this government shutdown, giving people maybe some second thoughts about flying and, you know, flights being canceled.
Yeah, so far it looks like people are still going to go ahead with their plans. So this year, AAA expects about 82 million people to travel. So it's a new record overall and for air travel, for road trips, and for other forms of travel like cruises, buses, and trains. So across the board, travel is up. You know, and you say that every year, it sounds like a broken record, that there's a new record. But when you look at the charts from across the years, you know, you see that big dip in 2020, and then things start to pick up since then and just carry on. So this should be the busiest year yet for Thanksgiving travel.
And now around here, we're looking at a possible Thanksgiving storm. How much can a storm mess everything up at an airport?
Yeah, I love a good snowstorm, but why does it have to be holiday week, right? It just throws a wrench into everything. So, of course, road trips. This is going to make driving harder on people in the snowy weather. And you have to use those winter driving skills and make sure you're prepared for that weather. But then also at the airport as well, it just takes one delay or one cancellation for that ripple effect to go through the airlines. So hoping that things stay to a minimum and people can get to their destinations. This Thanksgiving, it's all about the feast. So people want to be together with their family, their loved ones, on Thanksgiving, and this is kind of the trend we're seeing right now. People just really prioritizing that time.
When you talk about weather maybe throwing a wrench into things, what's like the best practice for if you know there's going to be bad weather, you have a flight, getting to the airport and being ready for anything?
Yeah, definitely get to the airport early, 2 hours before your flight. But even before that, sign up for text alerts with your airline for your individual flight. This way, any type of delay or cancellation is coming right to your phone, so you'll know in advance. And a lot of times they will know if there's an issue in advance. So you'll get that text before it's even up on the boards at the airport. So that's really, really handy.
Well, when it comes to weather and if a flight gets canceled, what should travelers know?
Yeah, so if it's a weather that's considered like an act of God, so it's something that's out of your control, so you just have to be at the mercy of the airline to try and work with them to get a new flight. You know, if you book through a travel agent, you can call like AAA. There's always someone around 24/7 if someone needs help from an airport. But you have to try and see, but they'll book you on a new flight, which is often difficult at holiday time because there's a lot of flights that are going to be sold out. So you just have to see what happens and what the best case scenario is for you if that does happen. And if you're traveling, say, American Airlines or Frontier, United, whatever it is, have your airline's website and phone number handy, because we have seen scams over the years where people are in a frenzy at the airport. Oh no, they're trying to go online to the airline, and it's like a fake website that looks legitimate, and they're putting in credit card information and everything into that. You don't want that to happen to you.
How difficult are last minute plans this weekend?
Well, if you want to travel on Thanksgiving, it's one of the least traveled days because people want to be in place on that day. So anything's possible if you still want to get to where you're going. But most people for holiday travel, they have that planned well in advance because they, you know, make those plans and kind of like who's making what for Thanksgiving. If you're doing kind of a potluck with your family locally, that's how people would travel. So they know where they're going and have those flights in advance.
All right, if you're driving over Thanksgiving and you were planning to leave maybe Wednesday night or something, you should probably rethink that and move it up if you can, right?
Yes, definitely. So Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be the busiest days on the road in the afternoon and in the evening. So regardless of the weather, if you can avoid that time and leave in the morning, it's going to save you some congestion on the road. So especially with the winter weather, make sure you give yourself extra time to get to your destination. Make sure the car is looked over, you know, check the tire tread, make sure the battery's in good working condition, and don't let that gas tank get too low. These are things that are going to help you if you do have a breakdown. And of course, putting that emergency kit in the car, do that now. It can stay in there all winter with some tools, snacks, water, blankets, just in case you do have a breakdown.
So you posted somebody on a scooter suitcase. The heck's up with that?
I saw this kid, you know, sometimes you see the kids riding on the suitcases and mom and dad like kind of pushing the suitcase and the kids sitting on top. Well, this is the first time I've seen an actual scooter suitcase. And he was going so fast, I tried to get the best picture I could, but it was an actual scooter with a suitcase connected to it. Like it's sold like that. It's the first time I've ever seen one. So the little kid was all excited about it. And the mom, I said to her, "Where's yours?" And she just started laughing.
It looks like a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I guess happy travels to everybody who's making a trip this week. And hopefully it's a safe one and everybody gets back okay. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.